There was the sound of a piece of wood being wedged under it.
We forgot to mention that there's only enough antidote for one person, said Keith's voice, muffled through the wood. But I'm sure you can sort it out in a humane sort of way.
Dark Tan tried to get his breath back, but he thought he'd never get it at all, even if he breathed in for a year. There was a ring of pain all around his back and chest.
It's amazing, said Nourishing. You were dead in the trap and now you're alive.
Nourishing, said Dark Tan carefully.
Yes, sir.
I'm very grateful, said Dark Tan, still wheezing. But don't get silly. The spring was stretched and weak, and the teeth were rusted and blunt, that's all.
But there's teeth marks all round you. No one's ever come out of a trap before, except the Mr. Squeakies, and they were made of rubber.
Dark Tan licked his stomach. Nourishing had been right. He looked perforated.
I was just lucky, he said.
No rat has ever come alive out of a trap, Nourishing repeated. Did you see the big rat?
The what?
The big rat.
Oh, that, said Dark Tan. He was going to add, no, I don't go in for that nonsense, but stopped.
He could remember the light, and then the darkness ahead of him. It hadn't seemed bad. He'd almost felt sorry that Nourishing had got him out. In the trap, all the pain had been a long way off, and there had been no more hard decisions.
He settled for saying, is ham and pork all right?
Sort of. I mean, we can't see any wounds that won't heal. He's had worse. But, well, he was pretty old. Nearly 3 years.
Was, said Dark Tan.
Is. Pretty old, I mean, sir. Sardine sent me to find you because we'll need you to help us get him back, but...
She gave Dark Tan a doubtful look.
It's all right. I'm sure it looks nastier than it is, said Dark Tan, wincing. Let's get up there, shall we?
An old building full of handholds for a rat. No one noticed the two of them as they climbed up from manger to saddle harness to hay rack. Besides, no one was looking for them. Some of the other rats had taken the Jacko route to freedom, and the dogs were going mad searching for them and fighting with one another. So were the men. Dark Tan knew a little bit about beer, since he had gone about his business under pubs and breweries, and the rats had often wondered why humans sometimes like to switch their brains off. To the rats, living in the centre of a web of sound and light and smells, it made no sense at all. To Dark Tan, now, it didn't sound quite so bad. The idea that for a while you could forget things and not have a head buzzing with troublesome thoughts... Well, that seemed quite attractive. He couldn't remember a lot about life before he'd been changed, but he was certain that it hadn't seemed so complicated. Oh, bad things had happened, because life on the tip had been pretty hard. But when they were over, they were over, and tomorrow was a new day. Rats didn't think about tomorrow. There was just a faint sensation that more things would happen. It wasn't thinking, and there was no good and bad and right and wrong. They were new ideas. Ideas, that was their world now. Big questions and big answers about life and how you had to live it and what you were for. New ideas spilled into Dark Tan's weary head. And among the ideas, in the middle of his head, he saw the little figure of Dangerous Beans. Dark Tan had never talked much to the little white rat or the little female that scurried around after him and drew pictures of the things he'd been thinking about. Dark Tan liked people who were practical. But now, he thought, he's a trap hunter, just like me. He goes ahead of us and finds the dangerous ideas and thinks about them and traps them in words and makes them safe, and then he shows us the way through. We need him. We need him now. Otherwise, we're all running around like rats in a barrel. Much later on, when Nourishing was old and grey around the muzzle and smelled a bit strange... She dictated the story of the climb and how she heard Dark Tan muttering to himself. The Dark Tan that she'd pulled out of the trap, she said, was a different rat. It was as though his thoughts had slowed down but got bigger. The strangest bit, she said, was when they reached the beam. Dark Tan made sure that ham and pork was all right and then picked up the match he'd shown to Nourishing.
He struck it on an old bit of iron, said Nourishing. And then he walked out along the beam with it flaring, and down below I could see all the crowd and the hay racks and the straw all over the place and the people milling around just like rats. And I thought, if you drop that, mister, The place will fill with smoke in a few seconds, and they've locked the doors, and by the time they realise it, they'll...